Now to a disturbing case of alleged fraud in the childcare sector. A childcare operation in Sydney is alleged to have rorted $5 million in federal payments by enrolling fake children. Police began investigating the syndicate last year, culminating in this week's raids of 22 properties and childcare centres in southwestern Sydney and Wollongong. David Taylor has more.
The business's website promoted, quote, high-quality home care options for children. And the financial books of the Red Roses family daycare business showed a cash cow. New South Wales Police spokesperson Stuart Smith.
We will allege the director had a take-home pay of around $30,000 per fortnight.
But something, allegedly, was amiss. The business came under police surveillance. 8 months later, 300 New South Wales police officers raided 20 properties. They found empty buildings and even a vacant garage.
From outward looking in, it looked like a legitimate business. It created timesheets. It had photographs of children that weren't in care.
The family-run company allegedly made fraudulent claims worth up to $5 million from government childcare programs, including the Commonwealth's childcare subsidy scheme. Officers arrested 15 women aged between 21 and 44 and 3 men aged 24, 40 and 49. New South Wales Police are now pursuing up to 150 parents who allegedly sold their children's identities to help the company qualify for the subsidies. Stuart Smith says it's another example of a disturbing criminal trend emerging in Australia.
Look, in terms of it, what we're seeing is an emergence in Australia of professional facilitators. So professional facilitators are, you know, people who are qualified professionals who are carrying out syndicated activities.
The childcare rebate scheme is administered by the federal government, but it's regulated by the New South Wales Education Department. The department regularly inspects and audits childcare centres around the state. Police will allege this group operated an elaborate, sophisticated scheme with systems to defeat audits.
So if there was an audit on a particular premises, the rest of the syndicate would know before the day's out, and they would put process in place to ensure that they would comply with any audit.
29 people have been charged with criminal offences in relation to childcare payment fraud in recent years. To date, 21 people have been found guilty, with several cases still before the courts. So does this drain on the government's childcare purse make for higher costs for other mums and dads? Well, John Daly is the CEO of policy research group, the Grattan Institute.
So it doesn't add to the cost of childcare for parents. They pay the same amount, but it does add to the cost of childcare for government.
What kind of costs does it involve to the government? And are there any flow-on effects to other parts of the system?
So every dollar that the government pays out in a fraudulent payment is a dollar that government doesn't have in treasury. That's a dollar that could go to paying for higher childcare subsidies to parents that really do exist, for children that really do exist.
The Australian Childcare Alliance did not return the ABC's calls.
David Taylor reporting.